Whoever is elected the next president will have to deal with the same problem, how to avoid war with China while also protecting Taiwan. Chinese President Xi Jinping recently declared the need to, quote, comprehensively strengthen training and preparation for war. This is likely because China is getting ready to invade Taiwan, with one top U.S. admiral testifying that Xi Jinping is planning to invade by the year 2027. Another document published by the Department of Defense, titled The Ambitious Dragon, states that China will invade Taiwan by the year 2030. The year may fluctuate, but the threat is pretty much guaranteed. China is beefing up its military big time. Their official defense budget increased by more than 15% over the last few years to more than $220 billion. Now sure, a war anywhere in the world isn't great, but why would this be such a big deal to the U.S.? Well, we guaranteed them protection back in 1979 with the Taiwan Relations Act. It states that, quote, the United States shall provide Taiwan with arms of a defensive character and shall maintain the capacity of the United States to resist any resort to force or other forms of coercion that would jeopardize the security or social or economic system of the people of Taiwan. In short, if China goes to war with Taiwan, it's going to war with the United States. We are legally obligated to protect them. A war between China and Taiwan would end quickly, but a war between China and the U.S., now that would be brutal and very, very long. But this is more than just the U.S. looking out for the little guy. It also is in our best national interest. If we defeat a Chinese invasion, it protects the Indo-Pacific area, as well as our allies in Asia, Japan, Philippines, and Australia. Taiwan is vital to their defense. A Chinese takeover would threaten their security and allow China to spread its rapidly growing naval fleet all over the region. Similarly, if we let Taiwan fall, then those very allies and others around the world won't see us as reliable. It would damage our reputation, make us appear weak, and force us to prove ourselves worthy in other ways. And finally, it shows our allies that if we can protect Taiwan from a Chinese invasion, then we can do that for them as well. Now, Taiwan is a tiny island, but it serves as a proxy for our military strength. About the size of Maryland, Taiwan sits just 100 miles off the coast of China. And an invasion would be quite easy. One expert says that China could take over in under an hour.
You're still going to move amphibious assault ships across the strait. Each of them can deliver about 800 troops and, more importantly, dozens of troop transport helicopters as well as gunships to do an airborne assault. They can reach the two airports within 10 to 15 minutes. You're going to have these transport ships, mostly civilian vessels, and have been loaded with hundreds of thousands of troops, armored vehicles, tanks, logistics that you need to occupy an island of 23 million people. You're going to have bombers launched from the mainland. You're going to have the largest cruise missile and ballistic missile and rocket forces in the world, pummeling fixed radar installations, pummeling naval facilities, pummeling communication nodes. All of this can happen literally within the first 30 minutes of action.
And when this invasion occurs, he also notes it will have a massive global impact.
In the first year of that war, global depression right off the bat. You're going to lose ships. You're going to lose a lot of sailors. You're going to lose thousands, potentially even tens of thousands of American troops.
Now, don't go thinking our government is scared of this invasion from China because they love Taiwan so much or they have a duty to protect. Now, there's a little bit more of a selfish interest there as well. You see, there's this little fact about Taiwan, and that is it's a technological supercenter of the world. Taiwan makes nearly 70% of all semiconductor chips in the world. They are used in everything from computers to medical devices to cell phones. Each year, nearly a third of the new computing power we rely on is fabricated in Taiwan. This has made TSMC one of the most valuable companies in the world. It has also left the entire world's digital infrastructure dependent on a small island that China considers a rogue province and that America has pledged to defend by force. Let's go a little deeper. Just one company in Taiwan, TSMC, that one makes more than half of the global market for contract chip fabrication. That's a bigger dominance than OPEC has over oil, which is just 40%. As Time also noted in their article, quote, Taiwan produces almost all the most advanced processors, a market position that makes Saudi Arabia's 12% share of global oil production look unimpressive. So whoever you're voting for on Tuesday, I hope they have what it takes to deal with China and Taiwan and the almost near guarantee of an invasion. Because if they can't, we'll all be speaking Chinese very, very soon. Thanks for listening to Overnight Opinions. Be sure to tune in next Sunday night for an all-new episode. Don't forget to tune in to Ladies Love Politics on YouTube on Election Day. In the meantime, if you're looking to enlighten yourself with some controversial topics, check out my interview with Celeste Solemn, who talks about how the global elite are planning to kill you. Or check out my interview with Dustin Nemos, who talks about how Trump is the Antichrist and how Trump staged his assassination attempt. Those interviews are so controversial, you'll only find them on BitChute, Rumble, and Brighteon. If you're looking for something fun to watch, head over to YouTube and check out my video series on Dragon Man. He owns a compound in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where you can not only shoot machine guns, but you can also tour his massive military museum, which is one of the largest private collections of military equipment in the country. If you want to learn more about the border crisis, check out my interview with Christy Hutcherson from Women Fighting for America. That interview is available on YouTube.